For 20 years, Nevada has tried to scuttle Yucca Mountain. Along the way, it's hired Robert Halstead to create a plan to soften the blow if it loses. Halstead is an expert on nuclear waste truck and rail transportation.
My job would be to craft the safest or least bad transportation system so that if Nevada got stuck with the repository, they would at least have some control over the transportation system, because realistically, the activity that's most likely to injure people in the environment is transportation.
Halstead didn't start his nuclear career on Nevada's side, though. 30 years ago, he worked for Wisconsin. He says the federal government wanted states' help in storing nuclear waste deep underground. In 1982, Congress came to a consensus about how to select these sites. Halstead says he trusted that process, and he built political support for it.
There was a clear statement that safety was not enough, and economic efficiency was not enough. You had to also deal with regional equity.
The gist was that there'd be at least two nuclear waste repositories, one in the West and one in the East.
We were pretty optimistic. And then, unfortunately, that all began to fall apart very quickly.
Congressmen and even the public started getting cold feet about the site selection process. There were rowdy protests, especially in states that may have had the right geology for a repository. That included Wisconsin.
If there was an objective approach to picking the sites, we knew that we would be in the first tier of states with sites that would be evaluated.
After a few years, eastern politicians got frantic.
They asked for a fix.
Halstead decided to help with this fix because he lost faith in the system too. He says he helped cut legislative deals to stop the nuclear waste law he'd supported just a few years earlier. It worked. In 1987, Congress ended the government's search for a nuclear waste repository. Yucca would be the only candidate.
This law was written very carefully to ensure that Nevada got screwed. And you know what? It chilled my blood.
Halstead realized he'd passed a law that broke that early consensus about regional equity. He was disappointed, and he nearly dumped nuclear politics. But then he got a call. It was from a chief nuclear official in Nevada.
He said, "Aren't you ashamed of yourself?" And he said, "I would really like to have you come out here and help us." And I said to him, "I've just gotten done getting Wisconsin off the hook. And if I help you get off the hook, I think it's likely that they'll have to come back to Wisconsin."
But Halstead took the job. I've asked him why several times. Sometimes he says guilt. Sometimes he says regret. Sometimes he says he was looking for a job. Right now, Congress is considering cutting Yucca Mountain's budget, and President Obama says he's against the project. But the law to make Yucca the only choice is still on the books. I ask Robert Halstead whether that will change. He says he's not sure. It'll be tough to build a new consensus even close to what he saw 30 years ago.
If nuclear waste disposal in a repository was safe and profitable, someone would have taken it away from Nevada years ago. And so there won't be an amicable ending to this story.
For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Aldi.